Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also by Sonicwall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonicwall can help you find it. And that's where you find us today, at Sonicwall Studios, along with Joe Talley behind the controls again. And over here by the microphone, grinning, is Jim Newsom.
Always grinning.
You're always grinning.
Sure.
Well, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. You know, last time we were together was March 1st of last year,
right
before everything did what it did, you
hit
know.
The fan.
Yeah, man. So, quite a year. But, yeah, it's great to see you.
It's good to see you again. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, I guess I'll do the title track from my new album.
Okay, which we're going to get to talking about. It's Peace, Love, Happiness.
And that's the song.
There you go.
Okay, how about
Here's Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.
They tell me happens in the absence of war. And going back through history, the promises soar that this one war will end all war and peace will reign forevermore. They don't know what they're fighting for and no one ever learns. I ask, is this what God intended? Oh, were all his plans upended? Can our broken world be mended? Where is peace on earth? Love is a gift bestowed between us and among. Its origin's a mystery, it strikes us one by one. And when it hits, our hearts are full, and anything is possible. But if it proves disposable, we sink into despair. I wonder just what God intended, what concoction mixed and blended. Can our broken hearts be mended? Is love everywhere? Is personal, we search until we find. Inheritance, experiences simmer and combine to fill our souls and fill our minds with patterns in unique designs. For some, it never is defined and they become depressed. But where, oh, where was God's attention? If the world was his invention, surely it was his intention. Peace, love, happiness. Peace, love, happiness.
Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise, one of the few people I know who managed to create a new album during a pandemic.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, there's time.
There's lots of time.
There was a lot of time, and when I started out, I had a few songs, and I really thought, well, maybe it'll be an EP. But then I ended up writing some more songs, mm-hmm. you know, last summer and stuff. And into the fall when I started working on this thing. And next thing you know, I had 14 songs for a new album. So, hey.
And we might mention that you put it out as Jim Newsom and the Cloudless Sky.
That's
your
right.
Band that you brought to the show last time you were on the show.
That's right.
That was quite unfortunate because you had a lot of plans for the summer, I think.
Oh, man, we had lots of stuff lined up for last year. And it's great. You know, Gail Keller-Smith on the keyboards, as you
right.
remember, and Rick Jababi, my longtime drummer, playing on the drums. And so it was one of those years where we had several concerts and just, you know, lots of good stuff. And literally, we were with you on March 1st, and the first canceled concert was March 13th.
Wow.
And bam. And so literally, I mean, we played a couple of times early on in this thing, you know, outdoor, and I did a couple of solo things, but really nothing. So other than bringing them in to play their parts on this record, you know, we're a little rusty. That's why I'm in here alone today, because we're just now, you know, we've gotten our shots now.
Yes.
And I actually, the phone has started to ring.
And I encourage everyone listening to get your shots, please.
Please. Good
God. Please.
Golly. And I got to tell you, you feel so different.
Yes, you do.
It's unbelievable. And I'm still masking up, obviously,
yes,
wherever
so am
I go. But I just feel... Yeah, a lot, just more uplifted and just happier. And my phone literally has started ringing just in the past couple of weeks for gigs, for concert gigs, this summer and fall.
Excellent.
So people are starting to do things, and so I'm excited. And we're actually going to be getting together, I think, in the next week to mm-hmm. begin seeing, first of all, what do we remember as a band.
Right.
And then there's a bunch of new songs that we've never actually played together. You know, we had, I wrote songs, and it's like, well, Rick comes in and plays the drums, and, you know, Gail would play the keys, and I would do
Well, now, when you
whatever.
Recorded the record, did you actually have them physically come together, or did
Not
you...
together.
Oh, wow, okay.
You One did... at a time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was recording all my, you know, I always do basic. I start off with a basic track, you know, with guitar and maybe a reference vocal that sometimes becomes the final vocal.
Right.
Brought Rick in and set up a drum room, actually out in my, I call it my gym. It's part of my garage that's finished off.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up a drum room there and ran chords from there into my so-called control room in my house. So
you
that
must
we
have
were
very understanding neighbors.
Well, yeah, well, sure. Well, they, you know, they understand, and an understanding wife. So anyway, so he did that, and then Gail came in, and I put her in, you know, in a different room from me. So we were always socially distant, but we have not, as a band, gotten together
right.
to play together in 2021. So, I mean, going back to, you know, sometime last year. So,
yeah.
So it's pretty exciting that, you know, that we're, you know, here we are all with our shots, and like I say, the phone's ringing, so people are starting to do things.
I think it's all going to come back. It's just going to... Take some patience. Take some time.
There's a lot of pent-up. Well, we all have pent-up demand just to go out and see friends.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. That's very
Good
true.
Golly. Just to
I'm
see
actually,
our grandchildren.
I'm actually starting making plans to go home and visit and do things like that.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's kind of feeling the same way. Too much cabin fever.
Yeah, but say. I don't want to, you know, at this point, when we've lasted this long, I don't want to, like, go out and do something dumb.
Right.
Too early, because we've 13 months we've lasted. I can make it another couple of months, mm-hmm. you know, and not push it.
What's a couple of months?
At this point, a couple of months. You know how fast time is going by. Like, so
that's true. Yeah. We're talking with Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do something else?
Well, yeah. Let me do this song. You know, I realized that when I retired from my corporate job, mm-hmm. you know, people, what are you going to do now? You're going to write your autobiography or something? You know, blah blah blah. But it occurred to me recently, I guess while doing this record, I've actually written my autobiography, and it's in my songs that I have written and recorded through the years. And so on this album, I particularly just realized, well, I'm really drawing from a lifetime of stuff. And I've been playing music out in front of people for 50 years. And so I got lots of experiences, and this song kind of came from that, I guess. It's called I Am Not a Jukebox.
Okay, this is Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I don't sit on this stool to regurgitate the hits, but there are certain rules I've learned it's best not to forget. And so I take requests and cough up songs that I can't stand and give them all my best in hopes that I'll be booked again. I am not a jukebox, though I guess I look the part, strumming on a cheap guitar and singing from the heart. Stuck here in the corner on a postage stamp-sized stage, the nights are getting longer and I really feel my age. A long career of hard knocks, playing music bar to bar. Though I am not a jukebox, throw a dollar in my jar. I started out with dreams of writing songs the world would sing, with no idea what sort of things this lonely life would bring. It always looked so easy, observing from afar, tuning in to watch TV where everybody is a star. I am not a jukebox, though I guess I look the part, strumming on an old guitar and singing from the heart. Looking out at faces in a crowd that doesn't care, I could be most anyone from almost anywhere. Counting down the tick-tocks on the clock behind the bar, though I am not a jukebox, throw a fiver in my jar. I've spent my whole adult life breathing whiffs of your applause. I cannot count the sacrifices these choices have caused. And now that there is more to look behind at than ahead, I wonder what is left to find, or has it all been said? I am not a jukebox, though I guess I look the part, strumming on this fine guitar and singing from the heart. I'll slip a song or two of mine between the ones you know, and act as though this cocktail gig's a sold-out headline show. I'll admit you flocked here just to hang out at the bar. Though I am not a jukebox, throw a 10-spot in my jar.
Yeah. Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise. I like the way the currency increases throughout the song.
As does the quality of the guitars.
Most definitely. Things change. Yeah. And it's very indicative of the life of the musician. I mean, that tells it all, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
At least around here it does.
Well, for almost everybody, you know, it's very few people who become James Taylor.
Right.
So most people who choose to play music, you know, for 98% of us, that is the story. And even for people who occasionally, you know, somebody has a one hit or two hits or whatever, even that, you end up playing at the Suffolk Peanut Festival and in a bar.
It's not enough, is it?
Yeah.
It's tough. And these days, it's not even the radio that's the center of attention. It's the internet, you know, and Spotify and all this stuff.
Right. And Spotify, I get my statements from them, and the 0.0001, you know, cent per play and stuff. Yeah. It's another, you know, to have come along when we came along was a great time in every way. There was great music going on, and there were possibilities, you know, for you could be a James Taylor. Yeah, it'd be pretty hard to do that these days. And even for those of us who didn't become James Taylors, we could go out and at least find places to play and get heard and even have a chance to, you know, be rejected by record companies and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
so. Yeah. These days it's just a very, I don't know, it's a very interesting way things have panned out.
Well, and here's the interesting thing. So when I was young, starting out, my uncle, who did in fact make it as a musician,
yes,
you know,
he did. It's on the Tonight Show
for 30 years, and had a great life as a musician, and always said he was the luckiest guy in the world. But he told me when I was like 18, he said, "You know, I didn't want to hear this, but this is what he told me." And my parents reminded me over and over. He said, "Really, I know hundreds of people that are much better than me, and they're not making it at all.
Right.
They're not making a living in music. So the best thing to do is get that degree." And so you can have a job and get paid and support your family and, you know, and do music, you know, as you can, basically, you know, on the side. And I didn't want to hear that for many years, and you know, until I finally chose to do that myself. And it was the best. I didn't want to hear it. My parents used to make me mad because my father would throw that up at me, too. But it was good advice. I'm glad I went to college. I'm glad I got a degree. I'm glad I ended up getting a real job. But I never stopped playing music. And so my advice to young people now is, in particular, is you've got to do that because the chances, the odds are like, they're non-existent. They're just
infinity to one. It's just amazing. It's just amazing, you know, and people are popping up that you never heard of before. And you find out they've been a star, you know, and you
what?
Go, where was I when this happened, you know?
Well, you know, you and Paul Chagrou play these people that many of whom I'm like, who is it? And, you know, you'll say, oh, this is the 10th album by so-and-so. And it's like,
where was I?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, and I'm one of those guys, you know, so this was my 9th album here, and so nobody's ever heard of me either, so I guess I'm one of those guys like
well,
that.
Well, to that point, I'll be surfing the internet, especially iTunes or something like that, and I'll find this artist and say, hey, this artist sounds great, and it seems new, you know, and I say on the radio it's new, and then I go back and find out they've been around for 15 years putting out records, and I'm like, my gosh, you know, so... It's new to us.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, we can now make records. Like, I record at home. And 30 years ago when I made my first recording, you know, I spent tons of money going into a recording studio. And just everything costs a lot of money. And you have, you know, it's... So the plus is that you can do that. And I've learned a lot about, you know, recording over the last, you know, few years, doing a bunch of records, getting more knowledge with each one. But the negative is that there are no gatekeepers anymore. There's no record companies.
Right.
So everybody can put out a record now, but nobody's going to get heard for the most part because how do you stand out from, let's face it, there is a lot of crummy stuff coming out. And how do you, if you are any good, how do you stand out from that glut of mediocrity?
That's where the video part of it comes in because then they see the person and they go, oh, he's cute or she's cute, whatever.
Which has nothing to do with being good, but
right. I'm just saying. We're talking with Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us?
Well, I'll do another. This is another one that came from experience. I think you know, because I think I've told you the story. I mean, once upon a time, many years ago, I went off to New York City and I was going to be, you know, following Bob Dylan's footsteps, basically, you know, read the book about Bob and all this stuff. Anyway, so this song I discovered when I went up there, and it's still the truth, is that the days of being Bob Dylan are gone.
Are gone.
And so I think I'll do that one for you also. Is that okay?
That's fine. This is Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I guess I thought I could strap on my guitar and hustle up to New York City to be a shooting star. I bought the myth that a masterful wordsmith could change the world with a song, but the days of being Bob Dylan are gone. The loud voice of my youth, unfettered and naive, found a way to cut through the clutter to sing out what we believe. But day by day, the world got in the way. And though I carry on, the days of being Bob Dylan are gone. It's funny, I'll admit, to discover the passage of time. A mirror glance, a fractured dance, the love that flows through a long, lasting romance. The times they have changed, the faithful flock has aged. We find ourselves still stunned by the wonder of all with which we've engaged. Guitars still ring and our voices still sing. The words and music are strong, but the days of being Bob Dylan are gone. Oh, I'd like to teach the world to sing along, but the days of being Bob Dylan are gone.
Yeah. Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise, singing from the heart, as they say, always.
Well, trying to sing some truth as best as I know it.
Most definitely.
Best I can.
Thank you so much for doing this today.
Well, Hunter, I really appreciate it, and I hope to see folks out and about as Jim Newsom and the Cloudless Sky reemerges out into the world. That'll be fun.
And if you ask them, I'm sure they will pass along a copy of their new record, Peace, Love, Happiness.
Indeed. Yes.
I like it where you don't have an and in there.
No, just Peace, Love, Happiness.
There you go. Jim Newsom here on Hunter at Sunrise.